Well, it's Wednesday at Redeem the Commute, so today's the day we take the topic we've been looking at in the Bible. We try to see how it might change and challenge us in our daily lives. We've been looking at Jesus' command to remember proportionate punishment for crimes rather than to see escalating levels of retaliation. And one of the things Jesus said was, "Do not resist the one who is evil." And it's important that we study that a little bit because some translations of the Bible simply say, "Do not resist evil." And that, of course, can be taken to mean all sorts of things. Leads to discussions about pacifism and war and police and whether any violence is ever right in society. And those are really important questions to deal with. They'll take more than a few minutes, and it's not actually what this passage is about. The translation we use here is a good one because it points out that Jesus was using a particular form of the word evil that meant an evil person. Do not resist an evil person. That's different from resisting evil, like resisting the devil or resisting mass evil empires and questions like that that we need to explore when we deal with questions of war and police. Jesus' particular teaching here was meant to govern personal relationships and wasn't meant to speak to how states organize themselves. Those are important questions, but we don't want to confuse them by taking teachings that Jesus meant to govern personal relationships and applying them in the wrong places. We'll explore that another time, because it's elsewhere in Scripture that those questions are dealt with. This particular teaching relates to when somebody commits evil against you. And it's important to note, he does use the word evil. This is not about brushing things off and saying, "Oh, they're fine, it was nothing." Jesus wants to name evil for what it is. When somebody hurts you, when somebody does evil against you, that is what it is. So Jesus' teaching of non-retaliation isn't a way to minimize evil. And it's not a way to avoid dealing with evil and naming it for what it is. Jesus wouldn't want to see that happen, and it would be wrong for us to take Jesus' teachings and to use them to victimize people, to say that people shouldn't report crimes or should stay in an abusive scenario where they're being hurt and victimized, where something criminal is happening. It's important to recognize Jesus is talking about non-retaliation. He's not talking about how states organize themselves. And so there are times when somebody can report a crime and leave an abusive scenario and yet not retaliate. Reporting a crime is not retaliation. Keeping somebody safe in the midst of evil and violence is not retaliation. Jesus' teachings about non-retaliation are a personal choice in the face of a personal situation. It doesn't stand in the way of the state punishing a crime. When a crime is committed, it's important to report it, because Jesus' command is not a command to be victimized. But as we try to live into God's kingdom, there is no room in God's kingdom for spite, for hurting somebody just because they hurt us. This is because it's God's kingdom. God's example is one of giving and giving to us even when we've hurt him. We were created to know God personally and intimately, and when we pushed God away and rebelled against him, he still chose to know and love us. He didn't give up on us. There's story after story in the Old Testament of the Bible about how God didn't give up on humanity, even though we'd hurt him. Jesus did the same. And it's that example that really sets the pattern for the kingdom of God and shows us what it means to live in the kingdom of God, because God's never left it. Now our challenge is to translate kingdom principles into our world where the kingdom hasn't fully broken through yet. It's messy. It's not a one-to-one relationship where we simply take Jesus' words here and suddenly start living them one day. We live in a messy, broken world that has enough lies, that has enough violence, that has enough hurt, that practicing non-retaliation takes time. We'll look at Jesus' illustrations of how that happens tomorrow. In the meantime, I have a question for you to consider. From what you know of Jesus' life, when did he choose to practice non-retaliation? Have a good discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.